So, I thought it might be fun to create an ongoing series confessing my dirty little fantasies, as the first one was well received. These are fantasies, and as such, none have been realized as yet. But they resound in my mind and are a wonderful escape from time to time. I'm somewhat of a voyeur, it would seem, and I've also become a quiet exhibitionist over the past few months. So, what do I want? I want you to ring me and tell me to pack an overnight bag, and you'll be home to pick me up in half an hour. I'll hurriedly pack the essentials, including our range of toys and chargers, because, you never leave home without the chargers. You've booked a hotel in the city for us to get away for the night, and you've got another surprise for me, but it will have to wait. I'm anxiously awaiting your arrival and racking my brains trying to think of what the surprise might be. For the entire drive into town, you refuse to give me any clues as to what it might be, teasing me for being impatient. As we arrive at the hotel and the concierge takes our luggage, we decide to stop at the bar for a drink and a bite to eat. Before heading up to our room, it's early evening and it's midweek, so it's relatively quiet. Just us, another couple, and a single woman sitting at the bar. We're not there long because we both know what happens when we stay at this beautiful hotel. So we head to our room. Swiping the room key, we barely get through the door before clothes start coming off, and you're grabbing me from behind, kissing my neck and reaching around to feel my breasts through my satin bra as I unbutton my top. I can feel your hardness through your pants as you push into me from behind. You know my neck is my spot. It drives me wild, and you can sense that as my nipples become hard and erect under your fingertips. I can barely take it and turn to face you, kissing you hard and deep, tasting you, lavishing your tongue with mine. I walk backwards towards the bed as you reach up under my skirt. Your breath hitches as you reach my wetness. You should know by now that I very rarely wear underwear. You take down my skirt. So I'm standing there, only in an unbuttoned shirt and a bra. We both know where this is going. I unzip your pants and expose your throbbing cock tight inside your boxer briefs. Fuck, you're hard. I can almost see it straining and a small wet spot of pre-cum. I want to taste you so badly. We've been here before, this hotel, this room type. And there's a reason we keep coming back. We know well that the large window looking out to the view across the river is the perfect height for me to perch on the sill, my back against the glass, while you sit in a chair and have your way with my pussy. I start to make my way over to the window, and there's a knock at the door. I scramble to grab the robes from the wardrobe and throw one to you, but for some reason, you don't put it on. You walk straight to the door and open it. Bulging hard on and all. Then it becomes extremely clear. The single woman from the bar walks in, holding your hand. So it turns out that she is my surprise. We've shared this fantasy between us many times while in the midst of a hard, passionate fucking session. It pushes me over the edge every time. The thought of you with another woman while I watch. Me with another woman while you watch. The thought of the three of us together. This is it. It's finally going to happen. Fuck, I didn't think I could get any wetter. As she sits on the edge of the bed, you take my hand and lead me over to the windowsill to take my place. She locks eyes with me and gives me a wry little smile as I slowly reach down to my aching slit. And begin to lightly stroke myself. I can see she's excited, two perfect little dimples perking up underneath her white top. You walk back to her and lift her head and kiss her gently, her hands trailing up your thighs. I can see your cock jerk in your boxers, and I can't help but let out a little whimper. The tension in the room is thick with anticipation of what is to come. I want to see you with her, showing me how well you can please another woman. I want to hear her moan for you, see the desire in her eyes as you pleasure her. You get down on your knees in front of her and bury your head in her lap, almost like a pet. She strokes your hair so sweetly. Together you are both slow in your movements, like you're drawing each other's arousal out. It's fucking hot to watch. You sit up and she stands in front of you, your face at her pussy height, and you inhale her scent. Lightly tracing the outline of her hips, she begins to take off her clothes, her top first, revealing her gorgeous breasts. She's not wearing a bra. No wonder her hard nipples were so obvious. Fuck, she's gorgeous. Without even realizing it, I've buried two fingers inside myself. Watching you both is having a powerful effect on me. Next, her skirt comes down, exposing a sexy pair of panties, white lace with a tiny bow on each hip. What a perfect sight. You bring your face right up close to her mound and inhale again, eyes closing as your tongue licks your lips. She looks down at you and nods her head. Fuck. This is the moment. You gently kiss her panties, a sheer piece of fabric, the only thing stopping your tongue from probing further. This beautiful woman, this idyllic creature moans. It's different to when I do. It's sweet and light. You take your time exploring around her pussy, lapping at her inner thighs, planting light kisses along the hemline of her panties. And then you reach up and pull them to one side. Her hands grasp your head and you dive into her swollen opening, tasting her essence, drinking in her wetness. Your cock has drenched your boxes, a pee comes seeping through. Watching you lick another woman's pussy in front of me is fucking everything right now. Your pace quickens and her hips start to roll into you, almost like she's forcing your mouth on her pretty little cunt. She starts tweaking her nipples and whimpering like the good little kitten she is. You stand and I know what's coming next. It's what we do. It's what I want to see. I move from the windowsill as you take her hand and lead her over towards me. I take a seat in the chair as you position her, not sitting, instead, leaning her towards the window, two hands on the windowsill. You slide her panties down and she automatically spreads her legs, presenting her perfect ass for both of us to see. Fuck, she really is stunning. Your boxers come off and your pulsing cock is finally released and is more than ready. It's nighttime and we know exactly which light in the room illuminates just enough of the room so that others can see in. There she is, ready, waiting to be filled by you. I get up and grab a vibrator from my luggage. It's not going to take much, but I want to be filled at the same time that she is. You run your hands down her spine, down to her ass and spread her cheeks wide. Your cock jerks at the sight of her and my pussy reacts, at which point I put the vibe on my clit. I don't know how you've restrained yourself at this time. Finally, you grab her hips and position the head of your cock at her drenched entrance. She's breathing heavily, hungry for you to enter her. You tease her, pressing up against her. Back and forth, back and forth, each time pushing a little more of your head into her until eventually your whole length is inside her and you groan loudly. Slowly and rhythmically, you plunge into her perfect, tight cunt. eliciting all manner of moans and whimpers from her. Your pace quickens and I can sense your urgency to come. I know you're trying to hold back, but she's obviously nice and tight as I can see your balls begin to tighten. I turn my vibe up because I know I'm getting close to the edge. Seeing the pleasure on your face, knowing quite likely there is someone out there in a dark room watching the two of you fuck. It takes over my body. I want you to come. I want you to come inside her. I want to hear you both moan. I know the look you get when you're about to climax. You speed up and the sound of you pounding against her ass, filling her pussy, it's so fucking hot. And then it happens. You explode in her. And it's primal, the groans as her hips writhe to draw all of your cum out of you. It's too much for me and I come loud and hard on my vibe, soaking myself with girl cum. So much wetness. Your breath starts to slow and her little aftershocks lessen as you draw out of her, your goodness seeping out of her, a little dripping down her inner thigh. It's a fucking glorious sight. After a moment, I stand and she turns to face us both. I suggest a shower for us. Would you like to join?